Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Gordon again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. The ESPN Wisconsin app and live video streaming on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. You should subscribe, by the way, to those YouTube channels. Get our best content every time we go live. Special featured videos, exclusive content, live high school play-by-play, and a lot more on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Jesse Nelson, former Badger Brad Nortman at headquarters in Oregon, counting you down to Wisconsin and sixth-ranked Oregon tonight out in Eugene at Autzen Stadium. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is presented by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lagered, cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Crush a Coors Light. Do that during the game tonight. I encourage you to do so. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I am sure that this guy's enjoying a Coors Light or two out at Autzen Stadium. Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman at headquarters in Oregon. The third member, usually, of our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day crew is in Oregon at the game. It is Adam Mertz, live in Eugene, getting ready to go into Autzen Stadium. Mertzy, how you doing out west?
You know, Jesse, I'm not quite soggy. I'm a little damp right now, ready for whatever awaits at Autzen, and I just first want to compliment you on your dialectic enunciation of these two locations. As someone who grew up with a mother who is from Milwaukee, Oregon, i.e., but grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been used to people saying, like, Oregon my whole life, and it's not. It's Oregon, the state.
Amazing, amazing. Mertzy, the pictures you've sent us has been awesome. Can you just describe the scene? I mean, all of our listeners, they've probably never been, maybe even thought about it. So
right.
You see it on TV. It looks beautiful. What is it like out there?
So I'm obviously very excited to be inside Autzen and to experience this this atmosphere. What I've been told is just it's so cozy and intimate. It's 54,000 people, really tight space. Maybe Brad, you're like closest equivalent, Iowa, being that close to the field,
and
stadium that it just creates this swell of enthusiasm. But outside, it's fascinating. You know, you obviously walk through this place and it's got Phil Knight's money all over it. Best facilities. Smart facilities. The fact that they have Grateful Dead Day here today. The Dead played 10 times in Eugene. And as we know, you think about like Bill Walton on the late night basketball broadcast. Like, I know he went to UCLA, but this place is probably more central to him from like a Zen perspective than anywhere else in the old Pac-12. It is Crunchville upon Crunchville. And the people are excited here about celebrating some great music with, unfortunately, some great ball from one
another. Adam Mertz joining us live in Eugene. He's going to the game tonight at Autzen Stadium. It is Grateful Dead night. Wisconsin football's looked dead the last couple of weeks, and I don't think anyone's been grateful for it. Hey-o!
Very nice. Keep on trucking, Jesse. Keep on trucking.
Any expectations for the Badgers here tonight in Eugene? What are you hoping to see?
You know what was really sad to me, and you guys probably read this off. I saw it on our text thread. The injury report, I mean, dude, decimation. And I know that, like, I'm looking at both running backs being out. There was the one thing I was leaning on in keys to the game is, like, this Oregon team, like, people rip them for not being physical. It's not true. But that is the way that you try to compete with them because you're not going to win in other departments. And so the fact that you've got Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree out today is very disappointing. The name that jumped out to me, though, honestly, was Christian Allegro. on defense. I believe so much in what he does and what he brings to that unit. It alarms me about how bad this could get.
Yeah, Allegro is out. Dylan Jones is out. Darian Dupree. Billy Edwards is again out. Preston Zachman continues to be out. I mean, it's just Jake Renfro is out. Everybody that you thought would be a factor in any way for the Badgers this season is out tonight. It's going to make it even worse.
Yeah, it is. This is the part where it's so hard because these guys are thinking potentially they probably have injuries, but you're also wondering how much do I force it to come back for the future of my college career. There's so much into that. But Mertzi, I want to ask you, what's your observation and how did you take both the timing and the contents of Chris McIntosh's letter to the fans and to whom it may concern, I suppose.
So, this one hit home, frankly, because I was very grateful to be at the Rose Bowl reunion on Friday night and be with a bunch of those guys. I had two of my college roommates were walk-ons in those first 4 years of Barry. Saw what they built with this program and everything they put into it. And it hurts to see the juxtaposition of then and now. I get what Chris McIntosh is saying in that sentiment of like, hey, we need to put more money in this. We need to do this. You know, roll down the litany of things that are smart moves, smart business moves. Where was it? Where was this 2 years ago? Where was Luke Fickell at the Rose Bowl reunion, if he wasn't dead man walking, which is what I thought he was. And so I considered that was why he stayed away. Why isn't he connecting with these guys? Why isn't he coming into the room and saying, listen, guys, like, we need you. We need you behind us. You guys were the rocks of this program. You need to throw your weight behind this. We need your help. We're in a bad spot. I need you. Not there. Disappointing, to say the least. I feel it was like Chris McIntosh tethering himself even further to the situation, probably understanding that he already is. And it just seemed like desperate times, desperate measures. If I'm going to go like movies, Brad had the Goodfellas reference a couple weeks ago. My first thought, you remember Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights? When he thinks he's paralyzed and he's in the hospital and he stabs a steak knife into his leg to prove that he's not, and he realizes that it actually does hurt, and then the way he tries to get it out is to put the second steak knife in. That's where I feel like we're at. Pry it out, baby. Pry it out.
Beautiful analogy, Mertzi. Beautiful.
We should probably let you go on the high note, Mertzi. I'll ask you one more thing before you go, though. When it comes to the atmosphere on a game day in Eugene at Autzen Stadium, obviously Camp Randall, Madison, Wisconsin, best college sports town in the world. How does the atmosphere compare to Madison?
You know, there are a lot of devoted Ducks fans, and people might think of them as a Johnny-come-lately program, but they've had a very loyal following for a long time through a lot of thick and thin, not dissimilar to what's happened in Madison. So it is a crew that is very proud of Oregon, very proud of where they're from. I'm fortunate enough to have some ties into this program. My great-grandpa played for the 1917 team that won the Rose Bowl and was the last Ducks team to win the Rose Bowl until they beat us in 2012 out there with Russell Wilson. And so I wouldn't say that I've been
that,
raised
Brad?
In the world.
Painfully. Hey, Brad, you remember losing that Rose Bowl?
Yeah, sorry, Brad. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Brad.
Thanks, Jesse. God. Thanks, Mertzi.
I know.
We wish that streak continued.
One of the best games in Rose Bowl history, though. Let's be honest. Like that was a pleasure to be at and to be a part of. It was amazing. So like these Ducks fans are out here, you know, supporting their team, and obviously they've got a great team, and that makes life easier. But it's not an in-your-face group. You know, it is a crew that just really appreciates what they have and who they are, and it's fun to see. The green and gold is a little bit, a couple shades different than Packer Duck. That's the only thing that separates us here, but it's the same kind of feel.
Mertzi, have fun. Enjoy the game. Have fun out at Autzen. We can't wait to hear about it next week.
Thanks, Mertzi.
Thanks, guys. So good to join you. Safety tonight for the Badgers. That's my score prediction. 47-2.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Let's get a safety. That's my favorite score in sports.
Sean West. A
bunch of fat guys dancing like this on the field when they get a safety. That's my favorite thing.
No, there's a punter.
Adam Mertz joining us in Oregon.
Oh. Sean West is going to boom one.
See you, Mertz.
Yeah.
You guys.
Thanks, Mertz.
Bye.
Adam Mertz in Eugene as we get set for Wisconsin and sixth-ranked Oregon coming up. We mentioned the injury report during Adam Mertz's appearance here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. The injury report is brought to you by Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. Their Saturday Sports Injury Clinic has you covered. Skip the emergency room circus. Get expert care from the pros who know sports injuries. Walk in any Saturday from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at their location off the Beltline and get back in the game with the Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. We are rarely on site for the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show. Normally, the postgame crew gets to have all the fun out at these local establishments. But we're at headquarters in Oregon, and we have a few friends who are ready to come by and play a round of Scotty Says. They are it's standing room only, Brad, as they wait to come join us at the broadcast booth. So we will hear from the fans here at headquarters in Oregon for a round of Scotty Says as we continue the countdown to Wisconsin and Oregon coming up on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live at headquarters, bar and restaurant in Oregon as we get set for Wisconsin and Oregon out in Eugene. Wisconsin and the sixth-ranked Ducks kick off a little over 35 minutes from right now. Jesse Nelson, former Badger Big Ten champion, Brad Nortman with you here at headquarters in Oregon. And we have some more friends who have joined us here at our Starion Bank broadcast booth at headquarters in Oregon. That's because it's time to play Scotty Says.
Time to play Scotty Says. Brought to you by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Wisconsin College Game Day. No one out pizzas the Hut. Give it up for Jesse Nelson.
Thank you, big boy Sky. Thank you. Pizza Hut delivers a win every time with the big dinner box, just $19.99. Two medium one-topping pizzas, eight boneless wings, and five breadsticks. Feed the whole team for one unbeatable price. Find the nearest location or order online at pizzahut.com. Feed good times only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut. We welcome in our contestants for Scotty Says, Andy, Kathy, and Mike. Welcome, everyone. Andy, you have the mic first as your official team captain. Yay. Have you ever been on the radio before?
I actually have.
You have?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, then we have a seasoned pro ready with us here today, Brad Nortman. I hope you guys aren't hoping you're talking about Badger football, because we are talking about something totally, completely different.
Fabulous.
So, you're familiar with the game Family Feud.
Yes.
That's exactly what this is. Just for copyright rules, we can't call it that. So, we're playing Scotty Says. So, top five answers are on the board. Here is tonight's category. Oregon, the Ducks, as opposed to headquarters here in Oregon. Oregon is honoring the Grateful Dead with their uniforms tonight. The Grateful Dead was formed in 1965. According to our survey, who are the top five most popular bands of the 1960s? Top five most popular bands of the 1960s. Now, before we have Andy and Kathy and Mike take a turn answering this category, Brad, I feel like we need to throw a flag on the play for targeting. It's a little bit older of a crowd than we typically have on for Scott. We usually have a college age crowd. I'm throwing a flag on the play. Okay. Now that we have that out of the way, Andy, you have the turn to go first. Top five answers on the board. According to our survey, the top five most popular bands of the 1960s.
The Doors.
The Doors. Brad, this is where you go. Good answer.
Good answer.
You have a job here. Mike fan.
Yeah, good answer.
Show me the Doors. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Andy. The good doors
guess.
Are not.
That's
good. Thank you for playing. Yeah. We appreciate you stopping by. So now let's turn it over to Kathy. Kathy is next up here on Scani Says on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
I hear you're from Minnesota.
I am.
Are you a Gophers fan?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's well, good.
Go.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah. All right. The board is wide open. Andy did a great job of leaving all five answers available for you. So, again, our question is, according to our survey, because Oregon is honoring the Grateful Dead tonight, who are the top five most popular bands of the 1960s?
Kiss.
Kiss.
Good answer. Good
Kiss
answer.
Might have came by a little later than the 60s, but we'll see. Maybe they got started early. Show me Kiss. Sorry, Kathy. We turn it over to Mike. Mike, you are the closer, and it's kind of like being a Brewers closer against the Dodgers, where you're down but you're not out. So you got a lot of job to do here, Mike.
I think I got one.
All right. Excellent. Again, our question is, Oregon honoring the Grateful Dead with their uniforms tonight. The Grateful Dead was formed in 1965, according to the survey. By the way, Riley Elk, our producer, put the survey together. We had nothing to do with it, so you guys can't blame us if you don't get any Pizza Hut here. Who are the top five most popular bands of the 1960s?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Good answer.
Gotta be up there.
Good
Gotta
answer.
Be up there. Show me the Beatles. Number okay. one answer. Nice Number answer, one. Mike. You got the Beatles. All right.
Okay.
So
Mike, well, you're gonna keep
Mike,
going
Mike,
now.
You keep rolling the table. Yeah, this is unlike Family Feud. They're out now.
Oh,
yeah, it's
oh,
over. Going. It's over okay. for Andy and Kathy. They're back to their Coors Lights at the table. They're having a good time now. So this is all you, Mike. We need four more from you to run the table here.
How about the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys.
Good answer.
Oh, sure. That
good
sounds
answer.
Like a good one. Show us the Beach Boys. Number
yeah,
two.
You got one and two.
And those are, according to the survey, number one and number two. So you've got the top two. Nicely done, Mike. There are three more. And it gets a little tougher here, if you ask me.
Well, one of them, I think, well, I don't want to give any away.
Okay. How about the Doors?
The Doors was already said.
Oh, the Doors.
The Doors was already said.
Oh.
And it was not on the board. So, that's all good. Would you like to take a moment to confer with your other teammates? We will allow you to do
so. Yeah, can I do
so.
That?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. So Mike's going to call timeout. He's going
to
confer
review,
with his teammates here on ESPN Wisconsin College
one.
Game Day.
Beatles number one.
Yep.
Beach Boys number two.
That is correct.
Three, four, and five.
And Wisconsin is a 31.5-point underdog, so we're having more fun playing this game
yes,
than talking about the Badgers game tonight. All right, Mike.
How about the Rolling Stones?
The Good Rolling answer, Stones. Mike. Oh, the crowd here at headquarters likes it. Show me the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Number three. This is almost an unprecedented
it
moment,
is.
And Scani
this
says.
This is an incredible comeback.
We have never seen the first two get the answers wrong immediately, and then all five get run off the board the rest of the way. This would be unprecedented.
Now, this is where I feel like it gets difficult.
Yeah.
With four and five.
Yeah.
But they're not obscure bands. You'll know their names.
Let's see
How
what
about
you.
The Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
That'd be a good answer.
It is Grateful Dead night in Oregon. I guess that would be appropriate. They were formed in 1965. It says right here, to stay alive, and Scani says, show us the Grateful Dead. Sorry,
good
Mike.
Run, though, Mike.
Good run. Andy, Kathy, and Mike, thanks
Thank
so much
guys.
For playing this round. As Scani says, by the way, number four, Pink Floyd. And number five, Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
The crowd at headquarters in Oregon, not pleased with how that played out.
The crowd was hanging on by a thread.
They did not care about anything we said here for the first hour and 30 minutes of this show. But the second we played Scani Says, everyone was instantly into it here tonight. This is fantastic.
I don't blame them. That was the best segment we've had.
Dad rock.
Scani Says, thanks again to Andy, Kathy, and Mike. Riley, anything you'd like to say in defense of the board?
I thought it was proven there. With the last contestant, that it was a fine board. I understand it was a difficult category, but it was a valiant performance. I'd like to hear.
3 out of 5 ain't bad.
Yeah, I'd like to hear if the people in headquarters are disappointed. What's the frustration with specifically, Or are they just mad they didn't get him?
I think they just wanted to see a victory.
They want, yeah.
Because they're not going to get it with Wisconsin.
Like, what
they
if
just
you
wanted to see a win?
Was Elvis the 60s, or was he earlier than the 60s? And would that have counted as a band, or would that have just been an artist? I guess that's where the fine line.
I believe he peaked in the 50s.
I believe so. And I believe the Grateful Dead was a good guess. I believe they peaked in the 70s, though.
Yeah, a little bit later. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Well, anyway, thanks again to Andy, Kathy, and Mike. They had a great support system at their table cheering them on here at headquarters in Oregon. We got a lot of people rolling in here, still excited for Wisconsin football tonight as they get set to take on the Oregon Ducks. We thank again Andy, Kathy, and Mike for stopping by to play Scani Says here at our Starion Bank broadcast booth on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Experience a banking relationship where your goals are their priority. As a community bank with a commitment to Dane County, Starion Bank redefines local banking in the Madison area. Visit one of their convenient branches in Middleton, Sun Prairie, or Monona today or online at StarionBank.com. When we come back, we will make our national picks of the week, which I still don't understand how Brad Nortman has as many points as he does in this contest. He hasn't been on any show except the first one. How does this work? I don't get it. At least I'm ahead of you this week. That's
not
a good
for Jesse.
We will make our national college football selections. Not a lot of games to choose from tonight. Wonder how we're going to do this. It's coming up on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live at headquarters, Bar and Grill in Oregon. Alongside former Badger Brad Nortman, I'm Jesse Nelson. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you in part by TPC Wisconsin. May not feel like it today, but for a limited time at TPC Wisconsin, enjoy full golf privileges and all club amenities without full dues. Still thinking golf top of mind at TPC Wisconsin. Pay just $150 per month through March with no golf dues until April 1st. It's awesome. Submit a membership inquiry at tpcwisconsin.com and start enjoying the private golf club experience that you deserve with TPC Wisconsin. Let's get to our national picks, Brad. We're running a little low on time here on ESPN Wisconsin College, but we've had a lot of fun talking about the state of the program, having fun with our fans out here at Headquarters Bar and Restaurant in Oregon as we get set for the game in Oregon. Heard from Adam Mertz, who's out in Eugene. That was awesome. Yes, thank you for that once more, Riley. Appreciate it. Fun show here at Headquarters Bar and Restaurant in Oregon. So let's get to our national college football picks of the week.
It is time to get to our national picks of the week. And as always, we need to take a look at the leaderboard coming into today. Mertzi is on an absolute tear. He just refuses to get a pick wrong. Another perfect week, back-to-back perfects for Adam Mertz. We'll see how he does today. Jesse,
well, good.
He
didn't pick this
place.
Week's games, right?
He didn't pick this week. He sent me his picks, so he will.
This is ridiculous.
He will be selecting today. Jesse in second place with 21. Brad in third with 20, and I am in last place with 17. Brad did not take long to break the tie with me after returning to the show. So today, let's take a look. First, we have some nightcaps. Starting with number 3, Texas A&M, heading to Death Valley at number 20, LSU. Texas A&M, probably the better team, but always tough to play at LSU at night. Who do you guys got?
I'll go first with this one. I never go first, so I'm going to go first this time because I'm in second place, and I get to flaunt a little bit about that. I said a couple of weeks ago when Texas A&M played Notre Dame, that is a classic game that Texas A&M loses. They didn't lose it. They won it at Notre Dame in South Bend. This would be a classic game that Texas A&M would lose. Death Valley at night. LSU, also a ranked team. But here's where it's tough. It's also a game Brian Kelly would typically lose. So both of these teams would be due for a loss here. So I'm going to go against what my instinct would be. I think Texas A&M proves that they're legit tonight on the road in Death Valley, gets a win over LSU. Give me the Aggies.
Yeah, give me the LSU Tigers. I think that, yes, I probably agree that Texas A&M is slightly better than LSU. LSU underperforming all year. This is another example of SEC cannibalizing one another. I think Texas A&M, yes, they went to South Bend to get that victory against Notre Dame, but I think going to LSU is a completely different animal. One of the greatest home field advantages in all of college sports. I think that they fall flat tonight, and LSU will get the win.
Mertzi agrees with you, Brad. He's got LSU. I have Texas A&M, so we are split down the middle for our first game of the evening. Should be good. Moving on to the Big 12. Not as much love for this game, but should be a very interesting. 6-1 Houston at number 24. Arizona State, who's 5-2. Sam Levitt will be starting for the Sun Devils today. Very important for the Big 12 title race. Who do you guys got? Let's start with you this time, Brad.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona State. I mean, you said it, Levitt's back, so I think that this is the team. And also, Arizona State, tough place to play. So I like Arizona State, and they maybe get an inside track for that Big 12 title.
I am still mad at Arizona State. What is it, 13 years later for that stupid ending to that game? Anytime Arizona State plays at night, it reminds me that we had a college party when I was in school. And my friend and I were up in a room. We weren't down where the rest of the party was. We went and we watched the end of that stupid Badger game where the Pac-12 refs totally screwed over the Badgers with that opportunity at the end of the game with the spike that they sat on it. That was preposterous. So just for that, because I'm still spiteful toward Arizona State, give me the Houston Cougars on the road for the victory.
All right, Mertzi disagrees with you once again, Jesse. He believes in Sam Levitt and the Sun Devils. He's going ASU. And once again, we are split. I'm going Houston. And that is because Wisconsin transfers seemingly are very successful once they leave Wisconsin recently. Tanner Koziel, tight end, left Wisconsin before the season started, transferred to Houston. So I think
he didn't even play here, though. Does he even count as a transfer? Like,
yeah,
he never did anything.
He practiced here. He practiced here and then transferred out.
He practiced for like 2 weeks and then he transferred again.
Still, doesn't change the facts. Doesn't change the facts.
It was a glorified hotel stay. He's not a transfer from Wisconsin.
Was.
What are you talking
about? Yes, he technically is. So Tanner Koziel and Houston beat Arizona State on the road today. And now this was really, one, we didn't have many options today. And two, we needed something to trip Mertzi up. Georgia Southern at Arkansas State, both teams 2-5 on the season.
What are we doing on this show?
Fun belt matchup. Good luck picking this one. Georgia Southern, the Eagles at the Red Bulls of Arkansas State.
When are they even playing this game?
Tonight. I think 7:30. It's after the Badger game starts.
Is it on television? I don't see it listed
ESPN
app. Oh, here it is. Oh, it's coming up at 6 o'clock. They're both 3. What are we doing? These are under 500 teams we're picking.
Yeah. Another good game. Oh, Michigan State. Michigan's going to dominate
Michigan State. Stanford, Miami.
Those are
Boston College, Louisville.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Tennessee, Kentucky.
Miami. Everyone picks Tennessee. That we need games that separate the men from the boys, and this is one of those games.
Well, I'm picking whoever Brad's not.
Well, give me Georgia Southern.
All right.
I know a couple of Georgia Southern alum. Starting quarterback name, J.C. French IV.
Ooh.
A quarterback like that, you know they're going to lead him to victory. Georgia Southern.
Well, how long ago did you look that up?
I looked that up again 45 seconds ago.
Hey!
I fell in love with the Georgia Southern.
There was a kid in my subdivision when I grew up who went to Arkansas State. I think he played long snapper. He was always out in the front lawn practicing snapping. I don't know if he was a center
kind of
or a long snapper, but Arkansas State, I can ride with the Red Wolves, sure.
All right, you and Mertzi riding with the Red Wolves. Let's keep it split this entire time. I'll go with Brad, Georgia Southern, and that'll do it for the national picks. Should be interesting looking at the standings next week now.
Watch it on ESPN Plus, Georgia Southern and Arkansas State. You don't want to miss that one tonight, folks. When Oregon and Wisconsin gets a little one-sided in the second half, flip over to the ESPN app and check out Georgia Southern and Arkansas State. Going to be a doozy in the Sun Belt. Wow. All right.
Okay.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you in part by Metro Ford of Madison. Madison's trusted Ford dealer. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, Metro Ford is the place to go. Visit Metro Ford of Madison on the east side today or go to their website, metrofordofmadison.com, to see this month's specials and browse their inventory. Final thoughts on a riveting college football game tonight, Wisconsin and Oregon, from headquarters, Bar and Restaurant in Oregon. Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light at headquarters, Bar and Restaurant in Oregon. Great hosts with us here tonight, Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman. Thank you so much to headquarters in Oregon for hosting us. Again, it's not often that we, outside of our tailgate on Regent Street, get to do our pregame show on location because the Badgers don't play a ton of primetime games. But this week, a great opportunity for us to be out and about. We appreciate everyone here at Headquarters Bar and Restaurant in Oregon. Fantastic food, the Coors Light flowing, great friends hanging out with us here, outstanding atmosphere. And if you ever are in the area and want to check out a Wisconsin football game, this is a perfect place to do it at Headquarters in Oregon. Our show brought to you in part by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet, ditch the energy bill, make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit EverlightSolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. It's the third-string quarterback and the third-string running back for Wisconsin, who are already listed as 31.5-point underdogs at Oregon tonight. Brad, your closing thoughts as we look ahead to this contest.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours, and it's pouring right now in Madison, and it's raining a little bit in Eugene, Oregon as well. So I hope the Badgers keep it relatively close. I hope they put up some points. It would be utterly embarrassing to go three straight games without scoring a point, and let's not forget they scored in the first quarter of the Michigan game and then didn't score the rest of the time. So they're really working on almost three already. I hope it's not four. I'm just looking for anything positive. I'm not sure I'm going to see it, but that's why we're fans, and we can sit back and watch.
Take the pledge. This is getting tougher every week, but we're still going to do it. Hand up.
Hand up.
I promise.
To tune in.
To the postgame show. I mean it.
Do you really promise to watch the whole game through?
I am not going to take that pledge, but I am going to tune in to Riley Alk and Corey Sparks after the game. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show. In fact, you know, if you're out going about for a Saturday night, like the game will be on at headquarters or any other establishment, you'll be at, and like kind of keep an eye on it, and then you don't really have to watch it. Corey and Riley will tell you what happened
after the
game. Tune into their postgame show. Saves you an hour and a half. Just listen to the two-hour postgame show immediately after the final whistle on 100.5 ESPN Madison, the ESPN Milwaukee, and ESPN Madison YouTube channels. Thanks again to Riley Alk, host of the postgame show, and our producer back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. For everyone here at Headquarters Bar and Restaurant in Oregon, including former Badger Brad Nortman, my name is Jesse Nelson. Go Badgers. Wisconsin in sixth-ranked Oregon. Coming up, this has been ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.